Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Dod, the third parak, Zeborer. The Zichu Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous daf, Reish Lakish expressed astonishment at Rebbe Meir's ruling, saying, "Pe Kadosh Yomer Davar Zeh, would Rebbe Meir's holy mouth say such a thing?" He spoke this way, although anyone who saw Reish Lakish learning the base midrash, Gilu Okar Harim V'tochen Zeh B'Zeh, it seemed like he was uprooting mountains and grinding them against each other from his forceful and brilliant analysis. The Gemara observes, Bo Rei Kama Mechabim Zeh Zeh, come and see how these Torah scholars cherish each other. In a pasuk, Zechariah calls one staff Noam, pleasantness, and the other Chovlim, assaulters. Rav Yoshia says Noam refers to the Talmud Chachamim Be'eretz Yisrael, Shemanim Zeh L'Zeh B'Halach, who are pleasant towards each other in discussing Torah law, and Chovlim refers to Talmud Chachamim of Bavel, Shemachabun Zeh L'Zeh B'Halach, who assault each other in discussing Torah law. Rav Yitzchak explains another pasuk which mentions oil and olive trees, that oil refers to Talmud Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael, Shenochin Zeh L'Zeh B'Halacha Keshem and Zayis, who are as easy going towards each other in discussing Torah law as olive oil. And olive trees refers to those of Babel, Shemarurin Zeh L'Zeh B'Halacha Kazayis, who are bitter towards each other in discussing Torah law like olive trees. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that if a Baal Davar says, Naman Alai Abba, my father is acceptable to me as a judge, meaning he allows him to judge despite being disqualified as a relative, or Ne'man alai avicha, your father is acceptable to me, or Ne'amanim alai shlosha roi bakar, three ignorant cattle herders are acceptable to me. Rav Meir says he may retract his acceptance. The Chachamim say, Einu yachulak zerbo, he cannot retract. The same machlokas is taught, where a Baal Davar agreed to accept a personal oath, such as Dorli b'chai roshcha, swear to me by the life of your head, instead of based in Shavua. A Maraim debate if this machlokas only applies b'mochulach, where the claimant says, the money I claim is forgiven to you, if this ineligible judge rules in your favor and the money is already in his possession, or Be'etenlocha, where the defendant says, I'll give you the money you claim if this judge rules in your favor, or possibly both. Amoraim also debate if this Malchokas is only Lifnei Gemar Din, before the ruling is issued, or Lacher Gemar Din, after the ruling is issued, or possibly both. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, the Eilin HaPsuim, and these are the ones who are disqualified from being judges or witnesses. HaMasachek Bekubia, a dice player, meaning a gambler. The Hamalva Beribis, one who lends with interest. Umafricha Yonim, and a pigeon player, explained on the next off. Vasochere Shvius, and those who trade in Shemitah produce. Tosfos says these are only rabbinically disqualified because they do not think these activities are prohibited. Rami Bar Chama explains that a Masachek Bekubia is disqualified because the player's agreement is an asmachna, a reliance where each thinks he'll win and does not wholeheartedly agree to pay upon losing. This agreement is ineffective, so the winner is stealing money. Rav Sheshes says this case is not a smachta, since he realizes that the game's outcome is not in his control and commits to its result. Rather, his disqualification is lefisha ein osukim b'yeshivu sh'olam, because he's not engaged in the settlement of the world and is therefore unfamiliar with commerce. A nafkamina between these opinions is a gambler who learned another profession, whom Rabbi Yehuda validates in the Mishnah. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, on the previous daf, Reish Lakish expressed astonishment at Rebbe Meir's ruling, saying, Pe Kadosh Yomer Davar Zeh, would Rebbe Meir's holy mouth say such a thing? He spoke this way, although anyone who saw Reish Lakish learning the base midrash, Gilu Okar Harim V'tochen Zeh B'Zeh, it seemed like he was uprooting mountains and grinding them against each other from his forceful and brilliant analysis. The Gemara observes, Bo Rei Kama Mechabim Zeh Zeh, come and see how these Torah scholars cherish each other. In a pasuk, Zechariah calls one staff Noam, pleasantness, and the other Chovlim, assaulters. Rav Yoshia says Noam refers to the Talmud Chachamim Be'eretz Yisrael, Shemanim Zeh L'Zeh B'Halach, who are pleasant towards each other in discussing Torah law, and Chovlim refers to Talmud Chachamim of Bavel, Shemachabun Zeh L'Zeh B'Halach, who assault each other in discussing Torah law. Rav Yitzchak explains another pasuk which mentions oil and olive trees, that oil refers to Talmud Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael, Shenochin Zeh L'Zeh B'Halacha Keshem and Zayis, who are as easy going towards each other in discussing Torah law as olive oil. And olive trees refers to those of Babel, Shemarurin Zeh L'Zeh B'Halacha Kazayis, who are bitter towards each other in discussing Torah law like olive trees. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that if a Baal Davar says, Naman alai Abba, my father is acceptable to me as a judge, meaning he allows him to judge despite being disqualified as a relative, or Naman alai Avicha, your father is acceptable to me, or Naamanim alai Shlosha Roi Bakar, three ignorant cattle herders are acceptable to me. Remer says he may retract his acceptance. The Chachamim say, Enu Yachulak Zerbo, he cannot retract. The same machlokas is taught where a Baal Davar agreed to accept a personal oath, such as Dorli b'chai roshcha, swear to me by the life of your head, instead of based in Shavua. A Maraim debate if this machlokas only applies b'mochalach, where the claimant says, the money I claim is forgiven to you if this ineligible judge rules in your favor, and the money is already in his possession, or b'tenlocha, where the defendant says, I'll give you the money you claim if this judge rules in your favor, or possibly both. Amarim also debate if this malchukas is only lifnei gemar din, before the ruling is issued, or lacher gemar din, after the ruling is issued, or possibly both. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, the elin hapsuim, and these are the ones who are disqualified from being judges or witnesses. Amasachek makubia, a dice player, meaning a gambler. The hamava beribis, one who lends with interest. Umafricha yonim, and a pigeon player, explained on the next daf. Vasochere shvius, and those who trade in shemitah produce. Tosfos says these are only rabbinically disqualified because they do not think these activities are prohibited. Rami Bar Chama explains that a masachet makubia is disqualified because the player's agreement is an asmachna, a reliance, where each thinks he'll win and does not wholeheartedly agree to pay upon losing. This agreement is ineffective, so the winner is stealing money. Rav Sheshes says this case is not a smachta, since he realizes that the game's outcome is not in his control and commits to its result. Rather, his disqualification is lefi she'ein osukim b'yeshivu she'olam, because he's not engaged in the settlement of the world and is therefore unfamiliar with commerce. A nafkamina between these opinions is a gambler who learned another profession, whom Rabbi Yehuda validates in the Mishnah. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Chav Dalet, and our standard Simon is a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. While the rabbis from Eretz Yisrael learned pleasantly together while holding a pitcher of oil labeled Noam, rabbis from Babel debated bitterly under an olive tree holding a pitcher labeled Chovlim, regarding what to tell the man who approached them and said, my father is acceptable to me as a judge, pointing to his father who was a gambler, and used the pitcher to roll the dice. So once again, slow motion. While the rabbis from Eretz Yisrael learned pleasantly together while holding a pitcher, that must be more daf Chav Dalet, Kud. While the rabbis from Eretz Yisrael learned pleasantly together while holding a pitcher of oil labeled Noam, rabbis from Babel debated bitterly under an olive tree holding a pitcher labeled Chovlim, which reminds us, the Gemara compares how the Talmid Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael acted toward each other versus those of Babel. So, while the rabbis from Eretz Yisrael learned pleasantly together while holding a pitcher of oil labeled Noam, rabbis from Babel debated bitterly under an olive tree holding a pitcher labeled Chovlim, regarding what to tell the man who approached them and said, my father is acceptable to me as a judge, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if a Baal Davar says, Ne'eman alai Abba, my father is acceptable to me as a judge, meaning he allows him to judge despite being disqualified as a relative, or Ne'eman alai Avicha, your father is acceptable to me, or Ne'amanim alai Shlosha Roi Bakar, three ignorant cattle herders are acceptable to me, Remer says he may retract his acceptance. The Chachamim say, Enu Yachulak Zerbo, he cannot retract. So while the rabbis from Eretz Yisrael learned pleasantly together while holding a pitcher of oil labeled Noam, rabbis from Babel debated bitterly under an olive tree holding a pitcher labeled Chovlim, regarding what to tell the man who approached them and said, my father is acceptable to me as a judge, pointing to his father who was a gambler, and used a pitcher to roll the dice, which reminds us, Rav Sheshes says the reason a Masachet Bekubia, a gambler, is puzzled to give Eidus is not because gambling is considered an Asmachta, because he realizes that the game's outcome is not in his control and commits to its result. Rather, his disqualification is Lefi She'ein Asukim B'Yeshivu She'olam, because he's not engaged in the settlement of the world and is therefore unfamiliar with commerce. So once again, while the rabbis from Eretz Yisrael learned pleasantly together while holding a pitcher of oil labeled Noam, rabbis from Babel debated bitterly under an olive tree holding a pitcher labeled Chovlim, regarding what to tell the man who approached them and said, my father is acceptable to me as a judge, pointing to his father who was a gambler, and used a pitcher to roll the dice. All right, so now it's time for a four-block back Chazara. Daf Chaf, so the Simur Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. When the king approached the cafe, that must be more on Daf Chaf. When the king approached the cafe as he filed a beer to placate the people, he was not involved in the deceased's death, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if a king's close relative dies, in Yotzim Pesach Paltrin Shalom, he may not leave his palace's entrance to join the funeral procession. Rav Yehuda says if he wants involved the beer, he may, because we find that David HaMelech followed Avner's beer at his Levaya. The Chachamim respond that David did so only Lefayas HaSa'am, to placate the people who suspected his involvement in Avner's killing. So when the king approached the cafe as he followed the beer to placate the people, he was not involved in the deceased's death and had his men break through the cafe's fence to head back to the palace through his field. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that a king may wage a discretionary war with Sanhedrin's consent, and he may break through someone's fences to make himself a path to his fields, and no one may protest against him. The king's path has no size limitations. So when the king approached the cafe as he followed the beer to placate the people, he was not involved in the deceased's death and had his men break through the cafe's fence to head back to the palace through his fields. The patrons debated whether requesting a king was a proper thing to do in the first place, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if appointing a king is a mitzvah and the propriety of those who requested a king. In a Braisa, Rav Yehuda says, Shalosh mitzvahs nitzav Yisrael b'chinisasin la'aretz. Yisrael was commanded in three mitzvahs to be performed upon entering Eretz Yisrael. Number one, to appoint a melech. Number two, to destroy the descendants of Amalek. And number three, to build the base of Migdash. In another Braisa, Rav Yossi says, these mitzvahs must be performed in the specific order. Daf Chafav, so the Simur Daf Chafav is a ka, because Brasoni is pronounced kar ka. So here goes. The king's pink stretch limousine ka ka, that must be on Daf Chafav. The king's pink stretch limousine ka, transporting his 18 righteous wives, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malkokas about how many wives a king can have, and the question whether we darshan time it akra. So the king's pink stretch limousine ka, transporting his 18 righteous wives, was followed by a single girl who learned a lesson from the king's daughter and used a female driver to prevent yichud. Which reminds the Gemara relates that Tamar built a great gether at the time when she was violated by Amnon to prevent such a thing that happened to her to others and the institution of yichud. So the king's pink stretch limousine ka, transporting his 18 righteous wives, was followed by a single girl who learned her lesson from the king's daughter and used a female driver to prevent yichud, which was in front of an armored car guarding the secret reasons for the laws of the land, after the king stumbled over the reasons in Tupsukim. Which reminds, the Gemara explains that the reasons that the Talmud Torah were not revealed was because the reasons for the mitzvahs of a king not having too many wives or horses were revealed, and Shlomo stumbled on them. Daf Chav Beis, so the Simur Daf Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. The cab driver, that must be on Daf Chav Beis, cab. The cab driver who did not divorce his first wife because he didn't want the Mizbech to cry, which reminds us, the story relates to the story of David and Avishag, and Rabbi Yezer says, Kol Megarshes Ishto Rishone, whoever divorces his first wife, Afil Mizbech Mori loved most. The Mizbech sheds tears because of him. So the cab driver who did not divorce his first wife because he didn't want the Mizbech to cry, dropped off a sad cone whose world was black and whose steps were short after the passing of his first wife, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol Adam Shemesa Ishto Rishona, anyone whose first wife dies, Ki Luchar Beis HaMikdash B'yamav, it's for him like the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in his lifetime. Amoraim describe how a person is impacted by his wife's passing. Number one, Olam Chashech Ba'ado, the world is darkened for him. Number two, P'siosav Miskatzros, his steps become short. And number three, Hatzasos Nofelos, his advice fails. So the cab driver who did not divorce his first wife because he didn't want the Mizbech to cry, dropped off a sad cone whose world was black and whose steps were short after the passing of his first wife, and picked up another cone who had long hair and was sipping some wine. Which reminds us, we learn a cone may grow his hair long nowadays, but there's a machlokes about drinking wine. Daf Chav Gimel, so the Simur Daf Chav Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. It was a rough night at the Kugelach match. Kugelach, that must be on Daf Chav Gimel. It was a rough night at the Kugelach match when after each competitor chose a judge and the two judges chose the third judge, which reminds us, the third parak begins by discussing the selection of three judges for monetary cases. Zeb Boro Lo Echod v'Zeb Boro Lo Echod. This litigant chooses himself one and that litigant chooses himself one. Ushnein Boro Linhen Od Echad. And they both choose one more for themselves, according to Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim say Shnei Dayanim Boro Linhen Od Echad. The two judges choose one more for them. So it was a rough night of the Kugelach match, when after each competitor chose a judge, and the two judges chose the third judge, one of the boys tried to disqualify the other boy's judge, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rebbe Meir said, Zeh posel dayano shozeh, v'zeh posel dayano shozeh. This litigant can disqualify the judge chosen by that litigant, and that litigant can disqualify the judge chosen by this litigant. The Chachamim say one must provide proof to disqualify a judge. The Gemara wonders how Rebbe Meir allows a Baal Din to simply disqualify a judge, and Rebbe Yochanan explains, they taught this law regarding courts of Surya, whose judges were not experts in Torah law, but appointed by public consent. Either Baal Din can refuse such a judge and insist on a knowledgeable one, but he cannot reject mumchim, experts. So it was a rough night of the Kugelach match, when after each competitor chose a judge, and the two judges chose the third judge, one of the boys tried to disqualify the other boy's judge, while the second boy tried to disqualify the first boy's witness, claiming he was descended from slaves and not qualified to testify. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokes about a Baal Din disqualifying a witness. The Gemara asks that the Baal Din is nogea b'eduso. He's partial in his testimony since it directly impacts his case. Two answers are given, the first one being that the Baal Din and his accompanying witness testified to a witness's disqualification based on pekam mishpacha, a blemished lineage, such as descending from slaves. Rebbe Meir holds that they're testifying about his family, and the witness is disqualified along with him, and the Rabban respond that he's still nogea b'edus. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you discuss if one who says Ne'man alai Abba to be a judge can retract? That's on Daf Chavdalad. Good. Number two, which Daf do we have Machlokas how Dayanim are selected in cases of Dinim Amonos? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number three, which Daf do you discuss powers of the king such as his right that he may break through someone's fences to make himself a path to his fields? That's on Daf Chav. Good. Number four, which daf do we learn why a gambler is puzzle for Eidos? That's on Daf Chavdalad. Good. Number five, which daf do we learn a Kohen Gadol testifies in the king's presence about the king's son? That's on Daf Yod Ches. Good. Number six, which daf do we learn about the Gadol of Palti Ben Laish refraining from sinning with Michal? That's on Daf Yod Ches. Good. Number seven, which daf do we learn how the Gemara compares how the Talmid Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael acted toward each other versus those of Bavel? That's on Daf Chavdalad. Good. Number eight, which daf do we learn the Mizbech sheds tears over one who divorces his first wife? That's on Daf Chavbeis. Good. Number nine, which daf do we Malchus we're going to how many wives a king can have? That's on Daf Chafav. Good. Number 10, which daf do we Malchus whether a Baal Din can disqualify an aide? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Ram Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.